Now, the Big Blind Ray Trio is all about playing traditional, dangerous, blues-driven music. Based in Sydney, this group has been making an impression since its inception in the late 2011. The trio pay homage to the sounds and grooves of the rural and urban American bluesmen whilst maintaining a fresh, raw energy of originality to the idiom of which is of its own. We now have Ray on the line to talk some smack about his opponent coming up, Jimmy Beavis, when they go head to head in the, at the New Globe Theatre with the Harmonica Grudge match. Hello, Ray.
Hey, Terry. How you going, man?
Good, mate. Good. So, do you think you've got Jimmy covered?
Oh, yeah. Jimmy's going down like a wet handkerchief, man, on the 27th, so everyone's going to come and watch it.
So, do you think, because it's, he's, I mean, physically he's out of his weight range, but I mean, that's no offense to you, Ray, but
I'll take it as a compliment.
So what happened with, you've done this concept before in Sydney, how did it all go?
Yeah, that was good. Jimmy, well, we befriended each other, you know, because we both play harp, and we just decided to do a night down in Sydney, and thought, oh, well, you know, Let's make it a friendly rivalry. Let's call it a Harmonica Grudge match, you know. So now we're taking it up to, for us anyway, up to Brisbane and doing round two up there. It's just a nice way to be able to, get together, play some harmonica-driven music and encourage people to come and check it out. You know, but, you know, having said that, and Jimmy's probably tuning in right now, he's going down, mate.
But is it true? I mean, it sounded like that when this concept first started, you guys whinged and whinged that you had to have the first home game. I mean, it's sounding like Origin all over. You just got to try and get in early.
Yeah, well, look, this is a New South Wales tactic because, as far as footy's been going, we've been sucking for so long. So I had to try and find some way of, getting some kind of a win for my state. So. And hopefully I can do this in round two. You know, we had a bit of a tie the first time around, but I'm going to be playing dirty.
It was a tie. How was it a tie?
It was a bit of a tie. Yeah.
Does that mean Jimmy won?
No. It wasn't just harmonica playing that was involved. You know, there was a whole bunch of things that we were looking at. There was like toys and dress and. There was like we had to do, you know, like crowd audience participation. There was all those kinds of things that were going on, we're going to do this again. So it's, you know, part of the harmonica content, the other part is just pure entertainment factor. So there'll be a fist fight as well, but that's not really going to determine who wins. You know, that's just once again just audience participation. You know, they're going to back. You know, we're going to try and
riled up. This is round two, so what should the average punter expect if they do go along to this gig?
Well, we've got Brody Graham's going to be warming people up on for the afternoon, and it is an afternoon gig as well. So, we want to get people, finish, after they've had their breakfast or their lunch, come down, bring their kids. Well, you probably can't bring your kids because they're going to be over 18, but leave them out the door and come in and. Brody's going to warm up, get the crowd started. Jimmy will be on afterwards, so he's going to be doing his set. And then we're going to be playing after that. But there's going to be a bit of like interchangeability going on, so I'm going to be jumping in with Jimmy. Jimmy's going to be jumping in with me. He's going to try and trip me up on some of his songs. I'm going to try and trip him up on some of my songs. So we're going to, be rivaling each other, see who can lock into whose groove better or worse. And who's the better man? We're both better men. I don't know what I'm talking about. Hi, Jimmy. Hopefully I haven't made a dick of myself yet.
No, you're doing well. So main question is, how did this all come about?
It's been just from a mutual love of harmonica, man. For myself personally, like most harmonica players, just had to try and teach myself most of what I've learned. And I started a a group online on Facebook about 2 years ago called the Australian Harmonica Playing Network. Oh. And that initiative was to get the conversation started. You know, just get people who are into the harmonica around the country together where we can talk about it and make friends. You know, build a camaraderie, build a community. Having a gig like this is a step in that direction, you know, to get the players together, put on a show, encourage people to come down, check out some music that's actually driven with, you know, the harmonica. And it's part of a master plan, really, which is to raise the profile of the instrument in Australia. So we've got to start small, you know, local gigs, get together. That's essentially, sort of part of my little, you know, crazy, you know, ideas that could go off in my head. It's just get harp players together and, you know, have a community and have a bit of friendly rivalry and, get people down, you know.
And one of my favourite questions I like asking musicians that I have on the show is, what's your inspiration in making music?
Yeah, musically, that's a really good question, man. In terms of the instrument, like the instrument that I play, which is the diatonic, the 10-hole diatonic harmonica. I mean, you could go through all of the, you know, your standard blues players like the Sonnies and the Walters and insert all those other harp players there, and a bit of the later players like Butterfield and Cotton and Billy Branch and so on and so forth. From a pure instrument playing perspective, you know, I definitely love sort of players like Howard Levy and Carlos Del Unco. There's a South American player called Mariano Masolo who inspires me. Amazing jazz diatonic player. But then there's the other aspect, which is good music. So, you know, I really just appreciate bands that can create good music. There's part of me wants to explore, take the instrument as far as I can personally, but at the same token try and apply that instrument into the creation of good music that people can listen to and go, oh wow, that sounds great. And it's not necessarily music that is going to constantly pigeonhole the instrument into a blues context, even though what I'm doing is blues based.
It sounds like you're doing the right thing. I've listened to a lot of your tracks, and it sounds really good. So that's always obviously a bonus, as long as you've got a good sound coming out as well.
As long as the music doesn't suck.
In other words, yeah. What kind of, going back onto this grudge match that is going to be at the New Globe Theatre next Sunday night, kind of preparation have you been entailing? You getting into the boxing ring with your harmonica, or...?
I've been listening to Indian music and writing songs in the Blue Mountains. That's been my training regime this weekend. Actually, when you messaged me earlier going, oh Ray, are we on for 4:20? I was like, I was sitting down watching a documentary on the Pythagorean tuning system. You know, kind of like completely zoned out because I've just been spending like the last 48 hours listening to like Indian music and tabla and sitar and writing songs, and so just being on this completely different, you know, dimensional level, you know, and trying to get my head out of the Western music ideas. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, I've got this interview. And you messaged me. I'm like, oh, crap, shit. quick Ray. Swing into action. So, yeah, look, a lot of what I've just been doing at the moment, over this long weekend is just spending a lot of time just getting my head out of Western music.
Okay.
That's really what I'm trying to do, just so I can come in with some fresh ideas and, throw some tangents. Throw some tangents at you, Jimmy.
Well, all right. Well, thank you very much for coming onto the show, coming on to Folk Buddies. So I'm going to leave the last words to you before we go to your track, because for our listeners, I'm going to play both your track and Jimmy Beavis's song. So what's your last words for Jimmy leading into this song?
Jimmy, as soon as gay marriage is legal, will you marry me? I can't promise much apart from, you know, harmonica lessons. That'll help you out.
Thank you very much for coming on.
You're welcome, Terry. Cheers, man.